My name is Dina. I'm from Medici TV, where I manage mostly the artistic projects or artistic side of productions. And I'm happy to be here today to give you a little brief presentation about our platform and our activities. I'm also happy to have the opportunity to question or to discuss the place of internet on today's world, classical music world. So Medici TV is a web platform launched in 2008 and who offers mainly two activities: live webcasts on one side and a large audiovisual catalog on the other. To give you a brief idea of our live webcasts, Medici TV live streamed its first concert in 2007 from the Verbier Festival. It was 1 year before the official launching of the company. And since then, Medici TV streamed more than 500 events and in partnership with numerous artists, festivals, concert halls, etc., with orchestras, of course. The number of live webcasts are increasing each year. When it was 40 events per year in 2008, today in 2014 were more than 100 events. This is very, very good. These webcasts are accessible free of charge, not only during the event, but also for a period of 3 months following the date of live event. So in addition to live webcasts, we also offer a rich audiovisual catalog, which is available on subscription, which is not free. And the fee is around 10 euros per month. And with this subscription, one could reach a catalog of around 1,500 VOD programs, which includes documentaries, artist portraits, master classes, concerts, ballet, opera, and many more. Each of our program page on our website provides our visitors, we are trying to provide an enriching experience with detailed information about the program, with detailed information about the musical works that are performed at that very concert or event, as well as artist, concert hall, music era, and credit information specific to that very program. We also try to give a quick accessibility to social networks on each page so that people could discuss and exchange their opinions about the program or about the music or interpretation. We offer our content in different formats because we're trying to reach to as much as possible, as much people as possible. So in addition to an offer on computers, we also give our visitors a possibility to experience on their smartphones and their tablets, iPad, iPhone, Android, as well as smart TVs. And since this year, we also have a feature of Google Chromecast, which allow people to watch this content on their home cinema systems. So with these two main activities, today we're gathering a community of 210,000 people from around 200 different countries who have watched over 22 million videos up to date. The number of visitors has grown quickly over the years. While it was around 200,000 in 2008, today in 2014 it's around 1.8 million. One could ask maybe about our income sources. Well, luckily we have a very diversified business model combining a lot of different streams of revenues. Each of them separately would be too small to make the company sustainable, but all together we can reach a size which is almost break even. I will mention you four of them. four main income sources. One of them is our partnerships with educational institutions, meaning music schools, conservatories, universities, and libraries. Second would be third-party sub-license agreements. For example, we have these kind of agreements with iTunes, Amazon, Canal Play, or SMG in China. Third one would be sponsoring. This is very important for us. Our official sponsor is Rolex, and they're supporting us in many, many projects during the year, each year, especially Verbier Festival or Salzburg Festival, but not only those. They're supporting us in many projects. We also have some unofficial unofficial sponsors according to projects. And this is very important, sponsoring. And the fourth one would be our subscribers. We have around 7,000 paying subscribers, and this provides us a monthly fixed income. So to brief it up a little bit, the main points of our work, the content is very important. Providing our visitors the highest possible audiovisual quality as well as the production quality, the best productions, is our job, and we are always trying to improve ourselves. The second would be accessibility. We're trying to, I mean, our job is also to seek for new ways to make it reachable to a larger number of people. This is why we're trying always to find new formats to give our content on, and in different languages. Our site is accessible in many different languages. And the third important challenge would be monetization, increasing the number of our audience all around the world with marketing and communication strategies, while constantly seeking for new sponsors and supporters and distributors. This is very important, and this is a non-stop challenge all the time. Now, I would like also to give you a little brief about our main artistic partnerships. I will class them in three: concert halls, festivals, and orchestras. So some of the concert halls that we're mainly working with are Salle Pleyel, Carnegie Hall, Théâtre des Champs-Élysées, Cité de la Musique, and many more. For instance, this season in November, December, meaning now, we're launching the first ever live webcast from Carnegie Hall. And this is very exciting for us. We'll be launching four concerts from Carnegie Hall. Mainly the artists will be Joyce DiDonato, Anne-Sophie Mutter, Yuja Wang, Leonidas Kavakos, and Daniil Trifonov. And well, as you can imagine, it's not easy to get this kind of an agreement with Carnegie Hall, and it took years to get it. Yet, in my opinion, it is a significant step in spreading classical music to the world from this legendary concert hall. This first series of four concerts are mostly recitals and chamber music, while hopefully it will be followed in 2015 with a series of which the theme would be orchestral music. Beside concert halls, we also collaborate often with classical music festivals. For instance, Verbier Festival is our partner from the very beginning. And apart from that, Annecy or Salzburg Festivals, with whom we work since 2011. And here we often film artists such as Kisin, Marta Argerich, Filip Jarovsky, Temir Kanov, Gergiev, many. Many, many. And these partnerships are also very valuable, in my opinion, as the magical music here is, without a doubt, worth to share with the world. And thanks to these series of concerts, we're able to give our visitors a festival feeling from their couch. And to enrich the experience, we always try to add complementary features such as interviews with artists, backstage videos, for instance, and of course diverse activities on social networks. When it comes to orchestras, We often collaborate with Barcelona Symphony and Catalonia National Orchestra, Orchestra Nacional de Capital de Toulouse, Montreal Symphony Orchestra, Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra, many other, with whom each season we select a number of concerts and we stream them live. And the number of concerts per season are around 4 or 5 per orchestra. So we make a selection together, we obtain the necessary rights, and then we organize the production. We also had the chance to collaborate, for instance, with Orchestre de Paris, Detroit Symphony Orchestra, Berlin Philharmonic, New York Phil, Orchestre National de Lyon. Regarding the type of production or collaboration with them, I have to say that each case is very different. Sometimes it is co-streaming, sometimes it is co-production, sometimes we are in charge of production completely. But the good news is here that we are being approached more and more by different orchestras who ask us to produce a live webcast on their concerts. And this is a very exciting progress. As you may know, many performers, orchestras or opera houses, they have started to live stream their concerts on their own platforms. For instance, Berlin Philharmonic, Vienna State Opera, Detroit Symphony Orchestra, Bavarian State Opera, Metropolitan, etc. There are many probably that I forget to mention here. Some of them are free of charge, while some of them are available on subscription. I find this to be a great thing. My only concern is that classical music market is a small market. This is a fact. And I just wonder if people will be able to or will be interested in having subscriptions in many different, 10 different platforms and paying $10 each per month. Therefore, in my opinion, it might be a possibility, or maybe we are in need of creating a unique destination, for which I think Medici TV is a good candidate. when it comes to the evolution of internet and the future, the way or the ways people listen to classical music is changing rapidly, and this affects web streaming a lot. One could ask, is this the future of classical music? Is internet or tablets will be the main or only way to access these events? I think most of us will agree with me if I say no. I think the concert hall experience will always remain, just as it remained when physical supports as CDs or vinyls appear. However, this is also a fact that today is about internet. Today is internet. And the ones who acknowledge this fact today are the ones who will be able to find the best way to adjust what we have today, which is internet and artistic content, into what we can do with it. If ever in the future we have more possibilities, more opportunities, more technologies, we should take them also. I think we should adjust them ourselves to now and take advantage of what we have. The comparison is not simple between live concert and live streaming. When people constantly say that being there at the concert hall, smelling atmosphere, exchanging energies with artists, this is all priceless. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't share what we have, which means that if we are able to provide people an amazing live experience from wherever they are, meaning highest sound quality as they have the best seat in the concert hall, or highest visual quality as they are on the stage together with the artists, plus live concert experience, I think this is already something important, a significant contribution to music. There are different formats, as you know, through which one can consume music. Radio, TV, live concerts, physical recording, digital downloads, web streaming, live streaming, streaming from cinema, many. There are many of them. Each format has its own benefits. And each format might address to different people, which is very good. Some may address to people who aren't, who don't have the ability to be at the concert hall. Or, as you know, as you may have noticed, young people, young generation today, they all are consumers of music, but when you ask them, they don't have anything particular, they don't own anything physical in particular, though they all have an internet connection. This is why I think making the most out of what we have today is one of the biggest steps towards democratization of classical music. When we take a look at the result of this big step in classical music, we see that it actually works. Classical music consumption through internet is growing fast and it is growing strong. While ending my speech, I would like to just repeat that making use of internet to spread music is an important step towards evolution of classical music, and I think it has just started. It will without a doubt grow and grow much bigger and shape the consumption of classical music in a very exciting way. Thank you very much.